How far did we get?
Yeah, some of these.
Got up to the next part with the Rebbe. We got the Rebbe. Again, according to Yechonin's Cheshdin, it comes out that Gula's Baal teaches me. You weren't here. A big shiur today.
I know, I heard.
Gula's Baal teaches me.
No, it wasn't the
biggest ever.
What?
It wasn't Cheshdin.
Yeah. Not the biggest. I don't know the biggest ever.
Right, next, they'll come back. God, next week we'll come back.
We used to have 10 consistently. Bula's Baal.
You should have taken a picture for the new cup.
Oh. Good point. That's what people do, by the way. They take pictures like in the first day or like.
We can bring people anytime.
That's true. But that already. That's already like. Bula's Baal teaches me that beer works for kedushin. And Vayikach Ish Isha Ubala, that Ubala only teaches me that an Isha's nickname would be a and not an Amma Ivriya. That Rabbi Yochanan learns it took me. Rebbe learns that Ubala teaches me that Bia works for Kedushin. So the question is, according to Rebbe, how do you know, Rebbe, that an Amma Ivriya is not nickname with Bia? How do you come lafuki from that avamina if you don't have an extra pasuk for it? Because you're using the balls to teach me kedusha bia, correct? That's the question that has to be addressed. So the Gemara says, Rebbe, high svara minolei, high svara that the amivriya does not get bia. Imkei nukdach mana ubal, my ubal, lo shvama natati. Rebbe learns them both from one pasuk. If the Torah only wanted to teach me kedusha bia, it could have just said uba'al. What's uba'al? Law? But well, the extra A teaches me lafuki from the Amma Ivriya. So I can learn both from one word, that's what Rebbe says. I love Rabbi Da'amma, Barahina, Azbrali, Giga, Hashisha, Uba'al, Kedusha, Rabbitun, the Bia, Kedusha, Kedusha, Rabbitun, the Bia, Lo, I have a Kedusha. Michael, the main mark. Okay, so Rebbe is already squeezing two limudim out of this word. But what about that which Rava said, that Barahina taught him, that from this pasuk we also learn how to do the Kedushin of Mitzurin Labia, the case of the Shtei Achyos, which we spoke of before. I admit, still needs a little bit of understanding on my part. Not 100% clear why that's not Kedushin of Mitzurin Labia. But any Kedushin that's not Mitzurin Labia, because it might be Achaz Ishtoi, so the Kedushin is not Chal at all. The Kedushin, there's a Tanai in the Kedushin. At the moment the Kedushin is made, it has to be Royal Labia. If it's not Royal Labia, the Kedushin was never a Kedushin. How do you know that? Right? Ubala there is telling you, is describing the Kedushin to you. So how do you know that? How do you learn that out? You're already using Ubala. Yeah? That the Kedushin has to be Mesur and Labiyah. I mean, in order for the Kedushin to be Chav, it has to be possible to have Biyah. And if it's not possible to be the Kedushin is not Chav at all. So that's the case. Okay, now we figured out the case of Shtei Achyos. He says, the Makadish, one of two of them. So what I think it means is, if not for Barahina's din, when you Makadish one of two Achyos, you'd say he's suffering Makadashas to both. Or if they wouldn't be sisters, what would you say? Suffering Makadashas to both, I think. Until we get to the Daphne and Aleph, no better, but yeah. Comes on Barahina and says, no, because Makadish two sisters, since due to this suffering Kedushin, he cannot have beer with either one, because maybe that's Achaz Ishtai. Mamela is not Kedushin Mesurin Labiyah, and Mamela is not even a stuffy Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin at all. The Kedushin was never Chal. How do you know it? Kikachi Shishu Ba'ala. So now you're going to learn out a third thing from the Pasuk. How are you going to learn that out from the Pasuk now? So Dr. Gemara, Imkei Nichtavka Oy Ba'ala. My Ubala Shmamina Kulu. If the only thing the Pasuk was coming to do was to teach me Kedushin Bia, and to teach me that the Amma is not Nichtavka Bia, it could have said, because no connection between the Kesef and the Bia. Kesef is one thing, Bia is another thing. What's Ubala? Ubala, the Vav, teaches me the extra Chiddush Barahino, that there's a Shaychus between the Kiddush Kesef and the Bia. In that, the Kiddushin has to be Master Labir. Kabbalah. Okay, now, next piece of the puzzle to work out. What does Rebbe do with the Pasuk of Ula's Baal? Since Rebbe's not using that to teach us Kiddush and Bia, what does he use it for? If Rebbe had Ula's Baal, my oven leg. Meaning, he's not to use it for something. Why does the Pasuk express the fact that she's married by saying Ula's Baal? If Rebbe had Ula's Baal, my oven leg. We mentioned this before, that even if you hold that an acher that's baal shloike darko does not make her into a bu'ula, but her baal does, and that's what we learned from bu'ula's baal. One problem though, the Gemara immediately the Rebbe has svara, but dani baal le yun noshim ba dain di besula kulam beskila. Rebbe oimer ni arvish beskila kulam mechanic. What do you mean? That's not Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita in the price which we already learned up above was that even the Acher makes her into a Be'ula. The Rabban is the one that holds all 10 of these guys get Skila. Rebbe held, after the first one, she's a Be'ula. So Rebbe holds even Acher makes her into a Be'ula. So that the same Rebbe can't learn from the Pasuk of Be'ula's Baal that only her husband makes her into a Be'ula. So steer in Rebbe. Amar Rab Zeira Moide Rebbe Din Knas Be'kula Mishalmi. It says here a big chiddush that no avada legabe the chiyuv misa. Rebbe holds that the first one already made him to bula and the rest of them only get chenek. But legabe be mashalim the knas in a case where she's not an arusa, stam person's ma'anis and a person's ma'aniser, and he pays the knas. So legabe that. That behold, she retains her Basula status to pay the kanas. If an Acher is bought out. And how did you know that? From the Pasuk, Bula's Baal. Only the Baal makes her into a Bula and nobody else. Except not Klabi Mis, only Klabi Mammon. Why should it be any different? That's what Gemara asks. Maishno Miktola. What should be the difference? Why are you dichotomizing this din? You're going to say Rebbe is learning that if she had beer, she looked at Darka. So from now on, she's Ba'ula Lagabe Chiyav Misa, but she's a Basula Lagabe Knas. What's going on? So the Gemara says, Shiny awesome, Domakra, Umeisa Ish Asher Shochav Yimar Levadoi. Ain't a Chinami, it's not a Svara. It's a special Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Levadoi. Levadoi is an extra word. Rashi explains that Levadoi is an extra word because it already says in the Pasuk, well, the Naira Lutasa Dover. Again, we're talking about Oynis over here. The Naira didn't do anything wrong, so she doesn't get any punishment. So it already says, the Naira Lutasa Dover. So who do you kill? This is talking about now, if she would have been married, right? The Naira Murasa. You kill him. So of course you only kill him and not her. It already says, the Naira Lutasa Dover. What's the extra word Levadoi there to teach me? I don't need the word Levadoi. So Rebbe understood that the extra Levadoi teaches me that only he gets. Say what? Right, that only the first guy will get Skila and nobody else. Nobody after that. But that's a special puzzle, which is going to the Chiv Misa. That puzzle not applicable to the Chiv Tashlumin. Rabbanon who hold that they all get skila. So high levadim obviously. What do they do with the extra word levadim? They're not using it for anything. So the Rabbanon will use levadim the same way Rabbi Yonasan uses levadim to teach me that even if she's a ketana, still he gets a chiyuv misa. The Badoi, even though she's a Ketana. No, that's the pshat. That's what Gemara means, right? They're a bundle holding up Yainasun. I think that's the pshat.
He'll get killed. She won't get killed.
She's a Ketana.
Well, hold on. This case, we said anyway,
he's
not getting killed.
No, here. No, now we're talking about a new case. Umesigam Shneim is going on where it's not an oinus. Umesigam Shneim means she was mezaneh. So it says, what's Shneim? Rabbi says, Shneim to teach me they both have to be gedolim. They both have to be bar oinshin. If a gadol is bar al ketana, he's not going to be chayiv. Because since she can't be chayiv, he's not chayiv. The Gennison says, no, live by door, he teaches me, we can kill him, even though we're not killing her.
Okay, even though the maid that Ish Asher Shachar Yimal Levado is going on a different case, it teaches you a concept.
That's what you mean.
The concept.
Enechinami.
You get killed.
Enechinami, you're right. It's applying it to a different case. It's a yitter in the Pasuk, so it's applied, being applied. That's true. Right? That's what it says here. Yeah. Yeah, pause. Yeah, get this away from me. I don't know this? Because again, Rabbi Yochanan is using Bula's Baal to teach me Kedusha Bia. So how does he know the din that Rebbe learned from Bula's Baal, that only the Baal makes her into a Bula of Shalikadark and nobody else does? In Kedek, the Prab Bula's Ish, my Bula's Baal, Shmamina Tarti. If it only wanted to tell me Kedusha Bia, just say Bula's Ish. Why Bula's Baal? To teach me this din also, that Zapka the Baal makes her into Bula and not anybody else. That's why it says the word Baal. Otherwise, you're going to say, Bula's Ish. We know who. Shaykhid Imisha Bula's Ish. We understand what that means. It means that she's married. You don't have to say the word Baal. The word Baal teaches me this din of Rebbe that we said now. At that stage of Gemara, that's what you say, but what the Gemara is saying at the end is that technically with the word ish you could have really understood it already. And if not, you're right. Until the Gemara is forced to say it, the Gemara is not gonna say it. But the Maskana, that's what the you're right. The way it starts off, it's be madgish the word Baal. Enechinami. Okay, back to him.
Can
you repeat that? Ibai Lahu.
What's the Maskana be that
Maskana?
What does it come out?
Maskana is that Rabbi Yochanan is Machlaikas. Where in the world do you learn Kedusha Bia from Bula's Baal? And he uses Yikach Yishu Baal of something else. And Rabbi holds you learn Kedusha Yishu from Yikach Yishu Baal. And he's Bula's Baal of something else.
Well, it's dinner with the thing.
And they all agree to all the dinim. They just find extra letters or words to put all the dinim in. Right. Because on each thing that each one learned out, the Gemara said, there's no machlekes.
There's no machlekes.
Just in the drushes, there's a machlekes. But not in the dinim. That's correct.
So we still have a dream. We saw a dream where there's a requirement.
Not at all. It's one of the ways of making Kedusha. The next Gemara, which will start Sunday, talks about does it also make Kedusha? Meaning, can you, but does it work like every other condition, or does it accomplish both at the same time? That's Gemara Shaila next. Stay tuned. But today we have to finish up this Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Ibaylu, tchilus be a koine, I say be a koine. Is it the tchilus be that's koine or the soif be that's koine? Okay, nafkamino kagoin shahara ba. What's the nafkamin? Who cares if it's chilus be the soif be? Nafkamino is, he did a ha'ara ba, which means he started the beer. Upashka, they took the kedushin by Acher, and then she received kedushin from somebody else before he finished the beer.
I'm assuming that at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It could be, he did it already, he walked away, and then she took kedushin. It doesn't have to, right, that's very true. It does not have to be, I mean, it could be that also, but you don't have to create such a case. You don't have to create such a case to understand the nafkamina. You could say, Hara was done. But not soif beer.
And a week later.
And then he should do kedushin with someone else. What's the din? Who she married to? In the army, another nafkamina. Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Besul, the Bebiya. A Kohen Gadol wants to be Makadish Nisha. And she's an Isha Besula, because the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Besula. But he wants to be Makadish with the Bebiya. Is that allowed or not? My. Now, what does that mean? What's the nafkamina? Zok Rashi. First, let's see the Teretz. So let's first see the Teretz. Amar Meimar. Amar Meimar Shmei Rava. Yeah, we'll see in a minute. Call a boil Daito Gemar Bia. He answers, call a boil Daito Gemar Bia. So, okay, let's see Rashi. Inami Lekoyen Godel. Im Mutal Lekadish Bia. Can he be Makadish with Bia? Iyam Mutchil with Bia Koina. He was already Koina at the beginning. He's married to her, wants to be a first starts mutter because he married a basula, right? Im soif be a koina, but if he's not koina until the end of the bia, dim says bulul misha sarah. She already became a bulul from the beginning of the bia. Shaloi l'shem kedushin. Vasivelei, and there she's already also dim. Tichse basula by mam of yikach. So by the time he's koina, her.
Why is Rashi?
One second. Okay, well, good. That's a good question. I want to ask that in a minute. I want to get to that in a minute.
Totally the same condition.
No, he's like he wants to be. Let's say baking a, I don't know, some cream, whatever. What do you want to choose?
It's the same condition.
It's not the same condition, but it's nice. It's the same condition. He might think so, but it's the only thing that affects.
Okay, good. So therefore, what are you asking? So why do you have to stay the same
condition?
Why do you have to stay the same condition for? Is that what you're asking?
No, you can't. That's an additional question, but
the
other side. This can't be without that.
Right, that's correct. So what's the napkin? So Gemara saying, if Chilis is Koine, the Koine God will give him a Kaddish of Bia. Because he's already married there from the beginning. If Stoifi is Koine, he can't give him a Kaddish of Bia because he made her a Bula at the beginning.
But it's him.
And at the end.
If you require the other, you can't have the other.
If soif calls, if it's true that the kinyan doesn't take place till soif bia, and by soif bia she doesn't have a sulam, that means when you had a kinyan, it was a bulu, technically speaking. It's true, right?
That's true.
At that moment in time, that's a true statement. At that moment in time, it's a true statement.
You're not naive, of course. I think your svara, we shouldn't use your svara,
but not the usual agave, let's say, kim lebi d'rabba minei. Kim lebi d'rabba means that, you know, you have a kim misa and a kim mamma, they have to take place at the same time. So even if one's a roa and one's like bia, it's called the same time. But over here, so that's true. But over here, the Kenyan took
place. It's the same person doing. There's no way.
I know, but the Kenyan took place.
You're gonna break it up.
But the Kenyan took place at that. But the Kenyan took place at a moment in time, did it not? The Gemara is assuming the Kenyan takes place at a moment in time. If you want to say there's no such thing as the Kenyan takes place at a moment in time, there's no tchil in the. Okay, so, oh, Shiloh doesn't begin. But the Gemara is learning that when we say be is koine, it means a moment in time. Okay, I'm saying this is as far as like that, but listen, more the guy became the rabbi today, not the guy we did so much. I'm fine.
Why did this
thing he's saying, yeah, he's asking about the whole shaila in general. Okay, but let's say, you take that for granted, that no, you look at it at that moment in time, and you freeze frame, right? And that moment in time, you're so that's the nafkamin. The Gemara answers, kolabel dait to Gemara bia, what does that mean? It means it goes by the Gemara. So, in nafkamin number one, she is not married to the first guy. She's married to the one who gave her the kesef. And nafkamin number two, the koyin cannot be koyna and isha would be. Now, So what does Rashi gain from these words, shaloi l'shem kedushin? Meaning, I'll tell you what I mean. Look at Torah Tzvi HaZaken. Torah Tzvi HaZaken, where it's at? Look, give me a mask for the Kohen Gadol. In mine, it's the fifth wide line. The Kohen Gadol. Im Rashai l'kadesh yishu l'biya. Can't even kadesh yishu l'biya. And now he speaks out the nafkamina. Iyam b'tzkidu l'biya Kohen or Rashai l'kadesh yishu l'biya. Then it's okay. Why? The Bishas Kedushin, the Suli. The Yisoyt Bia Koine, Eino Yvashai. Why? The Bishas Kedushin, Buli. Now that's the simple way to say the Nafkamina. No? The Bishas Kedushin, Buli. Even though Tzuki doesn't like that, but that's the simple way to say the Nafkamina. So why did Rashi add in this clause over here? Not that Rashi should have said the Chor, that's why I would say it. The way the Torah Tzvi HaZaken says it. Go back in Rashi. Iyam b'tchila b'ya koin ha-mutter. In soif b'ya koin nimtas b'ul m'shas ha-ra. Kvasir alay. That's all. Skip those words in Gansin. The Torah Tzvi HaZaken doesn't bring in those words, and I understand very clearly what he's saying. What is what benefit? What is Rashi? What by Sefer's beer is Rashi adding to the Torah? What do you mean the Maskano?
Yeah, so.
That's a terrorist. Right, that's a terrorist of the Shiloh.
No, but if he has in mind the beginning of the
year. Ah. Okay, fine. So I want to answer Rashi's, the same really always answered it, but I want to make it a little more complicated. Learn Tosis first. That's the answer. But let me just. Look at Tosis first. No, because it depends on Shitas Rishayna what he's saying. It happens to me like Tosis Rishayna what he's saying. I think you're right. That's the chat.
The only problem is
that's the chat.
Rashi and Haven right now.
Yeah, in Akinami, but. Oh, let's see. One second. Let's see Tosis. Yeah, Rashi not mean it, but
that's not really
how that works. It's stodim, yeah. Let me tell you. Kol ha-boyel daito gemar bia. Teimo, the berger boy yivim to yalfinan di isha niknis l'bay l'bahra. It already learned, it says in Yivam is in isha is niknis l'bay l'bahra. How do we know it? Asa kicha kicha da merayis. It says, yikach here, it says yikach merayis. And by a riot, a person is over by a raw. So we learn out that just like a raw is there, a raw is here. So that means the Gemara is learning. And here in our Gemara, Masik, the Gemara's Maskona is, Shlaif Bia Koine. No, they're both talking about Kedushin. Both Gemara's are talking about Kedushin.
You can't be Makadish in Erevah.
I know. The Gemara there is learning out from Arayas that just like Arayas are by Hara, so too Kedushin is by Hara.
Right.
Okay?
That Kedushin, what is Kedushin?
No. Happens to be learned it from Gzera Shabbat from Arayas, whatever. Yeah, but I'm a Rashba. The Chiamin and Arah Koine Hainu B'Shaloi Asa Ki'im Arah. So the first terrace is the Rashba says when we say Ra's Kaina Hainu Bishalai Asa Kiyama Ra, the Pirish Miyad, the Mulkok Shalai Hayyiba Daito Lukanoi Sikamar Bia, Abba Hakamari Shagamar Bia Asai, the Oz Loi Kani Bara, Kim Chadaito Agamar Bia. The Lashem Rechiyak, the Kama Kala Baya, the Kama Kala Ma'ara. So the Rashba answers the Teres, answers the Kashas, it's very simple. The Gemara over there, it depends on what a person's das is. So over there, all he did was a Ra. He did a Mais Ra. So when he does a Mais Ra, he says, that's a good Kiddush. But when he does a whole Bia, then the Gemara is saying, his das is on the Gemara.
That's our Gemara.
No, that is our Gemara, according to him. That is our Gemara. Oh, so now, 1 second. According to him, what do you think before is not true? He's learning the case of our Gemara, partially on the Gemara, is in the middle of the Maisa. That's what you have to say, according to the Rashi.
Yeah,
okay. I'm just saying, until this Rashi, there would have been room to learn. According to the Rashi, you have to say. Because he's saying that's goofy what our Gemara means. If our Gemara meant the way we learned the case, he says, then it would be Poshit that it goes by the Zohar.
Right.
Because the Gemara over there, right. The Gemara over there. The whole Shanai Gemara is Dafka because he finished the meal. Okay, that's one Mahalik in the Rishonim. That's the Rashba. Then it says, Bavri Vomtir. What does the Rivom say? Ha de Niknis Baro, Hainu bimifonish Roitzel Knois Baro. Ava Bistam, Daito Gemara Bio. Oh, Zok the Rivom, even though it's true, Agamari says, Daito Gemara Bio, that's Stam is that. But in a Ganami, if you had specific das in Mekadesh at the beginning, it would work at the beginning. So that's what I had written
only
here.
Only if he's Pirish?
No. It's a totally different Pirish.
That's a different Pirish. It doesn't have
it's got nothing to do
it
with the...
The Rivom's
answering. That is answering like the Rashba. The Mata person did a beer. Except normally, it's like Dogamar beer. If he says the Kairish, he wants Makadish by Ra, it works by Ra. So Mamela,
according to
the law,
he has to be Mephorish. Otherwise, yeah.
That's
not rough. He's saying it's supposed to be in the other direction. Okay. What? What do you mean according to rubber? No, it's going rubber. It's going rubber. He's explaining that the Gemara is not a steer. When our Gemara said that the Gemara be a means that to stand out of a person. But the Gemara in Yivam said that if you coin an Isha Barra, it meant if you have Das Barra. Specific Das. In Mephorish, this is what you're trying to do. So according to what I have written here from one of the Talmidim in the old year, is that according to the Reform, you can understand very good what Rashi is trying to say, that Eliyahu meant to say before. In the Kanami, if you learn the Pshat in our Gemara, a boil daiko gemar via, that means the whole shayla of our Gemara is in Stam Das. In Stam Das, what's the Stam Das? Let's hear it at the end. The Gemara says it at the end. Yeah, but in a Kanami, if you learn based on the Gemara and Yevamos, that's for sure. That if you have Das specifically at the beginning, then it would help. So it could be that the Rashi and Rami is with these words, Shalit Hashem Kedushin. That if it would be Mephorish that it is Hashem Kedushin, like the Yevam says, it would talk about Pachinus Bitu. Yeah. Shmak Ora. That's so, you know, Mephorish Rashi. But it fits in very Gishmak.
Slay
be a coin into the fruit of the chasa. A second.
No.
Yeah, that's right. No. By coin gobble. Doesn't matter. You're right. So that is secret of tomorrow. That's true. Mashma. When you did that Rosh Hashem Kedushin, then it's different words. But over here we're saying, what's the standa? And the standa is by the Gemara, and therefore she's already upset. That's going to be medayik in those words. If you're the Rebam, you've been here such a deal. That's what we always really say. Even though it's not, again, it's not so clear, but I'm saying...
That's the case, then. It's not
an option. No, so the Nafkamina is when he's...
When
he's not? Is stamda. Yeah. But he doesn't have specific... Yeah. meaning, and understand that the stam dies by the site. Nimtibul Mishasarah, Shalishim Kedushin. Well, why? Because if it would be the Shalishim Kedushin, then that's not stam dies. That would override the din of our Gemara. That's why he's putting in those words. Could be, it could be very Kishman Kapshat. Okay, one more Tarsus question, though.
According to that, the first Nafkamina, it should say, why does it bring the case of Hara? Which would be in the case of Zohar also.
What?
The first Nafkamina, Pashta Yada.
Yeah.
It should also bring the same case, the parallel case of...
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's where the first case is where he just did Hara.
No.
At the stage of Hara, that's when she stuck out her hand.
She's Pashta Yada, between that Ra and the Saifiyah. We said that before because we didn't want to make the case weird. But the Maisa, the Rishonim, is saying not that way. The Rash was clearly, the first Tarsus and Tarsus was clearly saying not that way. He's saying this is not good to the case where he finished the meal. Not good.
But even that case of Pashayada, if he had done...
Yeah, you have to say the same thing over there too. Enochinami. Oh, now, third Tarsus and Tarsus, just go to the Gishmaka Tarsus. For Ben Tan Teres, this is Ben Tan Teres, a brand new Teres. This is interesting. The Acharei Shenis Rav Sahara Kigamar Bia Imkein Komokam Shemazker Bia Bara Kamar. It says like this. It says you have to look at, again, there's a Steven Gemara. Our Gemara says Soifia. The Gemara over there in Yibama says Hara, which we all understood until now. Hara means Chilas Bia. That's when the Bia begins. Yeah? No, you don't understand. The Gemaras are built on each other. Start with Gemara Yivam. The Gemara Yivam is learned out from Sukkim that Hara, the Kenyan happens by Hara. Yeah? Once you know that, he says, every time you see Soifi and Gemara Bia, you know what that really means? I mean, Tchilas Bia and Soifi, it really means Tchilas Hara or Soif Hara. We're not talking about Soif Bia Mamsh. We're talking about within that raw itself is to be broken into two parts. And that's the noise. Wait, let's explain. And that's the noise of our Gemara, he says. Listen to this. Tereh Tveh Tam. Tach Yishuz Rav Sav Roh Akri Gemara Bia Im Ken Kol Bok Mishmaz Gebiya Ba Roh Kamar Ba Ho Ki Kamar. This is how you should read our Gemara. Tchilas Ha Roh Koina Oy Besoy Ba Roh Koina. So when our Gemara answers Soy Bia, it means Soif Hara, that's all it means. So it's not a spirit of the Gemara over there at all. Ulaman da'ama ha'ra zu'achnosas atara d'shayich ba'tchil v'sa'i. And it's going according to the man da'ama that a ra is not just the slightest beginning of a beer. Ha'ra is achnosas atara. Now, if ha'ra is achnosas atara, that there's a certain length to that. So that can be measured by a beginning or an end. Yeah.
No.
If Ara is just not in a shika, because the Atara has a size. Doesn't it?
Like
that's a shaila. What is size? The Gemara has a shaila. Is it the Chila? The Gemara has a shaila. The Chila is not the Atara. That's a shaila.
Sure.
Sure you could. No, first of all, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, you can go back to how you learned the Gemara before, which is, at least in the first Nafkamina. Yeah, even the second Nafkamina. You can back to how you learned the Gemara before, which is it could be he did Tchila Tzviya, walked away, and then something happened. That's God's possible. First it's in the Shika, without the four, come up to that Torah, and then stop. What's the deal? She married or not? I'm just saying that to make it easier. It could be Tzviya, right? Why not? Yeah, the Shika. There's a difference between the knoss of the entire Torah.
By the way, you can hear that more than saying, breaking it up from the hair all the way.
I understand it. It's a machlokes thing.
It's harder than this. Because then you could say
it's closer.
Yeah, it's like, of course you can break it up.
So again,
nothing happened or something.
This is a machlokes in the Gemara Nevamim. This is a machlokes. One person knows the Ra is a knoss of the Torah, and one person knows the Ra is a neshika. It's clearly two different things. So I'm just saying, it'll be here. It's about to get out to me.
Why is it saying you've almost horrible?
One second. Because it is a row. It's what it is. How do you define it? That's the question. Again.
He's saying like this.
The Gemara Nevamim is a row. According to one man's Omer, that means more than the Sheik, and he's a Knox, that's all. If that's true, then we can down on that as a tchila and a tzayis. Now, to say what you said originally in the Gemara, that somebody did tchila and walked away, so then the deed is understood. Potion. How that happened, how you can have such a nafkamin. That's easier. That we should all agree on. I can hear what's bothering some of you is, but if the case was you finished the bia, the difference between the neshik and the tzayis and the is so little, it's hard to down on such a thing. Okay, I hear that it's more of a horror, but I think she's right about that also. It's still not the same point in time. What do you want? Or maybe it went very slow. Especially if she's a Basula. You know what I'm saying? Especially if she's a Basula, it can go very slow.
I think the difference is much more understandable in the different focus. Now, like we talked before, and it's so clear.
That's
you talk about. I can hear you compression.
Okay.
This is nothing or penetration.
The easiest, yeah. Difference. Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? To make matters easier, just let the Gemara
go before.
That's still called the Bula, you're right. I mean, according to this way of learning, that means like, even the tchil of the Knoss of Zatara, which the Chayra would not be enough tchil for sure. It would still make a Bula even though she said Basula. Yeah, partially.
Why don't we just say that over here? Why do we have to say that Tengaz was like a doctor?
Okay, the case over there was really kedarka.
But even if it was kedarka, she's still
a physical.
Well, every person, every person did a neshika.
Why not?
Maybe. Okay, last terrace, I have to run. Rabbeinu Nitzan going terrace. Last terrace. Tayyid Yivam is Ari Akar Kiddushin. That converts over after Kiddushin. Tayyid Oysa Ra Havik in a Sua. Kimbay Chupa. To La Akar Kiddushin. It's not working as Kiddushin, it's working as Nisuan over there. Avada in Yivam. Avada Kiddushin is. Now this is very interesting. This made. He's made. Rabbeinu Nitzan. Rabbeinu Nitzan Goyen is learning. Is learning that you could do via a kidney of nisuin. It depends. We learned last time from Machlokas Rishonim whether you can call nisuin a kidney. I think we learned that last time. It depends how you define nisuin.
But the kinyan already happened.
Ah, correct. Right. The cost of the beauty is different. The conditions are different. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going with learning that it's some kind of I don't know. But that is true. You see, one thing's clear. He's learning that the suin is also a kinyan.
He's learning that it's equated to Yavama, so therefore it's...
No, not Yavama. Regular condition.
No, I thought that's the whole Nazi meaning. By Yavama, that's the condition, so therefore, Hara is Hara. By a regular woman, it's...
No, but it's talking about regular condition also.
A
regular isha, but you don't have the stage of the suah. The second stage. Which has to say some sense, but that's not the pasuk means.
No, but I'm saying, but that's the reason why Yavama.
I'm just going out like you guys.
But that's why Yavama is only by Hara.
I mean, maybe Yavama also, but I'm saying it's a Kiddushin. Kiddushin is a Kiddushin.
I thought that was going back to Yavama.
Maybe you learn out, if you can be kind of Yavama would be, and maybe you learn out the same alokas. It could be the same thing. I don't know. I don't know Yavama's first. I don't know.
Okay.
Fire.
Shabbat.